Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok, 6 o'clock hour of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Just been hanging out at the bar, game and grill, as we get ready for Thursday night football action this evening. Minnesota Vikings, LA Chargers kicking off 7 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app tomorrow on the Big 870 AM. Pelicans, home opener, taking on the San Antonio Spurs, 7 p.m. pregame coverage, 6:30 on the Big 870 AM to help us talk about all things birds and what's going on in the Pels Nest. Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer for The Know. Chrissy, thank you so much for the time. How you been doing?
I'm doing great, especially after getting to watch the Pelicans play healthy, finally.
Finally, until Mise went down and you're like, oh my goodness,
oh no,
not again. But it seems to be, Chrissy, and maybe you can give us some insights on this from what Willie Green was saying. It doesn't maybe seem to be as serious as it looked like when he fell on that court, because you being a former athlete, you know, when you twist that ankle the way he did, that's never really good.
You're right. Twisting an ankle, it's painful, and it does take time to heal it. I think that what Willie Green was trying to emphasize without saying it is that they do have a different approach and plan in place to keep players healthy and on the court as much as possible. So hopefully it is just going to be something where, you know, maybe he misses a game or two and it's not our typical. He's out for 6 weeks, you know.
And then we'll get back to you, so to speak, with another evaluation. But the rookie last night, he came through really, really impressed with him. And that has been the buzz even in the early part of some of the training camp periods that, hey, the Pelicans got something there.
Yeah, watching Jeremiah Fears play 18 minutes, 17 points, his first NBA game ever, and he's playing against a really talented Memphis Grizzlies team, it was very impressive to see that. And I think it really spoke to why they went ahead and drafted him first for the Pelicans this year. He proved to be everything that we're hoping for. That was a lot of fun, and I think with him and Jordan Poole playing the way they did at point guard, DeJounte Murray, he's got to be kind of wondering what his playing time will look like when he does come back from the injury.
Well, you kind of stole my next question on Jordan Poole, and I was going to get your assessments on him in his first game as a New Orleans Pelican.
I thought he looked great. I thought there was no hesitation. He seemed to me to have the kind of competitive killer mindset that is really nice to see on the Pelicans team. He wasn't passive at all. He was very confident. I was really impressed by him out there, but I thought he started out extremely well, and I wish he would have been on the court more, because he was really knocking down shots, and he helped pull us ahead in the first quarter to take that big lead before, you know, the third quarter happened. So I hope that he does get more minutes. It is tough when you've got Fierce, who was doing what he was doing yesterday, and it's like, how do we give these guys the minutes that they both deserve?
See, one of the things that has sort of bled into this year is this team sort of taking a little bit of a nap in the third quarter of games. And, again, it sort of came into play last night again. And I don't know if this is about finding the right five from a combination standpoint or if it's kind of a mental deal, but this is sort of a repeat of what we saw so many times last year. The Pelicans would play good basketball for a quarter or for a half. Third quarter, all come apart. And it seemed to be almost the same way last night. You made a run late, but, you know, it was just too much to overcome.
It is disappointing to see that third quarter repeat itself like we've seen in the past, and it's something that they're going to have to get over. I don't know if that's necessarily a coaching issue there where it's like what's going on in the third quarter, but it has to be fixed because a game like yesterday, they play well enough overall. They should have been able to win that game, which would have been a huge start to the season on the road to get a win like that. But you can't collapse in the third quarter and undo all of the good work that you just did, like you said, in the first and second quarter. So somehow going forward, they've got to get that figured out. It's a problem.
Chrissy, one of the things in the Nicholls State head basketball coach, Coach Sadler, we call him Boog, nickname, he has been praising Derek Queen. He's like, Mike, when he gets himself in shape and gets back accumulated to what he can do on the court, you're going to see something special. Now, Coach Sadler did recruit him at Maryland before he came to Nicholls State to be the head basketball coach, but kind of the intel of what you're hearing about Derek Queen as he rounds himself in shape, getting ready for the regular season.
I think he's got a lot of potential there. I definitely don't think he's obviously there yet. He's not in shape. I was actually surprised he played as much as he did yesterday, but he's got a great work ethic. And again, he's got that kind of killer mindset that you need once you're in the NBA and you're playing at that type of professional level. I think that his minutes are only going to go up as he keeps working on himself. I think he's similar to the mindset of Missy in that this is his rookie year, but what are we going to see in, you know, the second year from now? Because even yesterday, what we saw from Missy, he was doing some things that we never saw in his rookie season. So it just shows you how much work he's putting in. And that's what it takes at this level. It takes continually getting better, never settling, and really putting in the work in the off season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
See, I know Coach Willie Green's trying to work through some things with his roster early on here, but it was a surprise to you Jose Alvarado didn't get any playing time, and did Coach say anything as to why that was the decision after the game?
Well, I think what we saw last night is a good problem to have in that the Pelicans are truly a very deep team. And unfortunately, that means you're going to have guys that are deserving of minutes, but they don't get minutes. And I think a lot of people were surprised to not see Alvarado get any minutes yesterday. But when you've got Jordan Poole and Jeremiah Fears doing what they're doing at point guard, how can you take any of their minutes away at that point. I think it's, like I said earlier, it's going to be interesting to see when DeJounte Murray comes back. Then you're going to have four point guards that are available. That's too many. But it is a good problem to have such a deep team where it's like, how do we get these guys all the minutes they deserve? And I think that that actually caused some problems last night with rotations, and that they just had too many cooks in the kitchen, and you've got to kind of hammer down who's going to get the majority of the minutes. It was the first game, so hopefully that's figured out pretty soon, because you know, Willie Green is going to be looked at for things like that.
Chrissy, you understand this as well as anybody. When you have a weak link in the chain and they see it as an opponent, they're going to go after it. With the injuries at center, this team's going to have to play Hunter Dickerson quite a bit. I think that's where teams will go after. And nothing against Hunter, but that's just a fact that, you know, you're going to be kind of the weak link in the chain here that other teams are going to target until you can get back Mise into the lineup and Looney back into the lineup.
You're right. Yesterday, it was pretty obvious, unfortunately, that he's just not quite up to the standard that you need right now in the NBA to play that position. But, I mean, I noticed yesterday that they had Trey Murphy playing the five sometimes. So maybe that's a backup plan if you have to do something like that. It's not ideal. But they definitely need to get those two guys back as soon as possible for the center position, because it's a big role. We've got to have that there. And Hunter he's just not quite there yet, you know?
No, that's an understatement. But
it's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, a very nice way to put it. Chris, we'll let you go on this. But look, I saw some of the pictures you posted online. Pick up all that toilet paper around the field. Because if this was the COVID year, you'd have about $100 worth of toilet paper in those fields around your house.
Look, I was saying that too. I'm like, how is all this money just being able to be spent on toilet paper? Thank God we're away from 2020, because that would be a catastrophe.
Chrissy, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on, and continued good luck. You do a great job at the Note.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a privilege to be on with you guys.
That was Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer for the Note. Check out all her work there. And yeah, she was definitely being nice when it came to talking about Dickinson. That's why you look at the stat sheet, too. He only played 5 minutes. It seems like a lot more, but those 5 minutes were unbearable.
I'll be honest with you. I'd have bet the over on the 5 minutes until I took a look. But, man, it wasn't real good. But, listen, that's part of sports.
Yep.
Okay, somebody's going to be the weak link in the chain, just like somebody's going to be the strongest link in that chain, and you try to take that away from an opponent, man, people are going to go after Hunter Dickinson.
No doubt about that. We got action tomorrow night. Smoothie King Center, Pelicans versus Spurs, the Birds home opener. You'll be able to hear on 870 AM, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.